There's a beautiful contradiction about the Los Angeles Auto Show, which wraps up today. Because it's California, it's a showcase for green technology. But because it's LA, it's also a showcase for gas-guzzling luxury cars. This year's show marks a decade of turnaround for Bentley, the ultra-high-end luxury car maker. Bentley has gone from a stodgy afterthought in the shadow of Rolls-Royce to the car of choice for young athletes and celebrities, with double-digit sales growth year after year. NPR Sonari Glinton got behind the wheel of one to find out why.
At the Los Angeles Auto Show, I met up with Kevin Rose of Bentley. He's a board member for Bentley. The company has been a subsidiary of Volkswagen for about 15 years, and they kind of have funny titles in Germany, so I asked Rose to explain his job.
It means I'm responsible for sales and marketing worldwide.
Worldwide, the entire world.
The world. And we're not very successful on other planets, but would include them if we were.
Okay. So we're going to go to find
a car. We're going to go out.
Oh, that's a nice idea, yeah.
And Sonari wants to drive.
Yes, I do want to drive.
Okay, yeah, that's cool.
As we walk to the car, let's take a detour to talk to Carl Brower with Kelley Blue Book. He says for decades, Bentley was so exclusive that they became obscure. He says they'd been building the same car for years.
It took a fairly rare individual to recognize and appreciate a Bentley, and it took an even rarer person to want to and take the money to go buy a Bentley. Now it's become this mainstream brand that a lot of people are aware of and a lot of people aspire to own.
Bentley is doing more than 20 times the sales that they were doing in 1998 when Volkswagen took it over. Essentially, they've got three models priced from $200,000 to about $450,000. Brower says having a luxury brand adds luster to big car companies, and Bentley's growth is testament to the power of a giant car company like Volkswagen.
And this is a big monster car company that could put big monster resources into making big monster luxury vehicles with big monster wheels and big monster grills.
Okay, back to the tour with Kevin Rose. He shows me the new Flying Spur.
It's about $200,000, I think.
Whoa!
Should be a bit more expensive, right?
Okay, I want to get inside to see what $250,000 feels like.
It's going to feel nice. So let me show you one thing. Open the door again and just close it very gently till it's starting to close, and then it'll do the rest for you. Yeah, there you go.
Now that's a detail. Why do I need that detail? What does that do?
You don't need any of it, but you love it. There's a lot of things in there that, you know, functionally, yeah, your life wouldn't change if you didn't have them, but you enjoy having them.
We drove very slowly around downtown Los Angeles. This is one of the company's most important markets. 27% of their sales are done here.
And we're competing for customers who actually could buy pretty much anything they wanted. It might be a boat, it might be a house, it might be a piece of jewelry, a watch, whatever. So we've got a much broader competitive base than simply another car.
Can't say the car is zippy. It weighs almost 6,000 pounds.
And what you should do, if it doesn't risk your license or anything, is when we get onto a nice pitch, just put your foot right down and see what happens.
And after flooring it for about a block, our drive came to an end.
So if you press the...
Oh, I've got to press the button now.
That's it.
Thank you so much.
No,
that was
thank
great.
You. That was good fun.
I don't know what more to say. My goodness. Sonari Glinton, NPR News. That's what I'll say.
Great stuff. And we just press this.